This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is implementing another round of state budget cuts as the economy continues to flounder. Evers announced Wednesday that he is telling state agencies to find $250 million in cost savings for the current fiscal year. Department of Administration Secretary Joel Brennan will work with agency leaders to identify where the reductions will come from. Wisconsin is losing tax revenue because of the COVID-19 pandemic and its ensuing economic downturn. Jason Stein with the Wisconsin Policy Forum says the state is probably starting to get an idea of how much income tax it's lost since the filing deadline was moved to July 15th. Stein says that will indicate whether the governor and legislature need to work together on a budget repair bill.
Right now, the governor is talking about the administration itself taking steps to try and manage this problem. You know, and the question would be whether or not that will prove adequate or whether they'll have to go to the legislature for, you know, a full-blown budget repair bill.
This isn't the first step Evers has taken to bring spending down. Earlier this summer, the largest state agencies took a $70 million cut with just weeks left in the fiscal year. The UW system took the brunt of the reduction with an about $41 million hit. Stein, with the Policy Forum, says the university system tends to be a target for state cuts during recessions. He says it's one of the largest expenditures the state has complete control over.
And universities, unlike prisons and psychiatric hospitals, are not 24/7 institutions where it's very hard to furlough staff.
In a statement Wednesday, UW System Interim President Tommy Thompson said he would try to protect universities from steep state cuts. The system is facing major financial strain right now, with losses from closing down campuses last spring and new costs for reopening campuses during the pandemic. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.